music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. This week, we kick off our very special series of interviews surrounding the 25th anniversary of Janet Jackson's Janet album, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Our first guest is Cynthia Davila, who danced for Janet during the Janet World Tour and has wonderful memories to share. But first, let's hear new music from Charlie Puth. Off his brand new album, Voice Notes, it's LA Girls on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold
From 1994, it's Boys to Men off their album 2 with I'll Make Love to You, a song that stayed at number 1 for 14 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Hey, it's Kelly, and the Kelly Alexander Show is proud to be celebrating the 25th anniversary of Janet Jackson's Janet album and tour by speaking to the people who were involved in its success. Joining us on the show is Cynthia Davila, who was an important part of Janet's dance team for the music videos and the tour. This is Cynthia's first appearance on the show, and we are delighted to have her as our guest. Cynthia, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, Kelly! Oh my gosh, I am so excited and nervous. It's a good nervous, but I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, we are so happy to have you, and I've been waiting years to get you on the show, so I'm glad we finally tracked you down. And this is perfect because you were part of the Janet tour, so it's going to, you know, meld itself well to the 25th anniversary. Before we get going on the 25th anniversary, I did want to start off, though, by asking you how you actually got into the world of dance.
Okay, well, I very, very young. My parents are a lot older, a different generation. So I grew up watching all the old Ziegfeld Follies, Bugsy Berkeley. I grew up with Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Ann Miller, Donald O'Connor, you know, James Cagney, Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland. I mean, every musical, that's the one thing I can say growing up in my household, I was just submerged in all that stuff. And right away, that's all I wanted to do.
And so what performance maybe that you first saw on television or on stage that sort of said to you, like I want to do that? Is it the people you mentioned before? Or was there a specific thing was like, that's going to be me?
Well, I mean, early impression as a child was seeing, of course, all the musicals. Definitely as I was going, you know, in the early 70s, probably the first glimpses of seeing productions like Grease or West Side Story, and then getting more into being able, you know, with MTV coming to birth was a whole phenomenon. So seeing Michael and just every music artist of the early 80s, I mean, I definitely, that's all I wanted to, especially when you could start seeing music videos in a more modern time. Mm-hmm. It just pulled me in, and I just was, you know, with the hairbrush and, you know, the living room and, you know, in the driveway, in the backyard, I just was trying to learn and copy everything and just, you know, just keep learning, even off the television.
That's awesome.
It definitely, I mean, I'm very grateful that my mom and dad, the house was filled with music and dance. So that was a huge factor for me, huge factor.
What do you consider your first big break in your dancing career?
Wow. The first really, really big break, I have to actually, so in 1991, my very first break was Debbie Gibson.
Oh, awesome.
For those, I am really dating myself, but Debbie Gibson, a friend of mine, was one of her current dancers. I actually was emancipated by 15 and a half for work purposes because there was a group of us around 13, 14 years old. We were signed by a very big dance agent back then at the time, Julie McDonald. We were minors, but when we were showing up to these auditions, we were little forces to reckon with. So I got emancipated as a Kenny Ortega's casting director actually said, you know, Cynthia, maybe talk to your parents about this. So we went through the steps, got emancipated. My friend Debbie Gibson was getting ready to come out with her more modern adult album. That first one, I think it was called Anything Is Possible. Long story short, I helped him choreograph actually the music video. And he kind of said, do you think you want to maybe come on a promo tour? I was at that point like, of course, are you crazy? Talk to my mom and dad. And I actually had to talk with Deborah's mother because Deborah's mother was her manager at the time. And I said, look, just give me a break. You can call me. I'll stay in the room. I just want the gig. Just give me a chance. I mean, you don't have to worry about me. And honestly, by the grace of God, she just said, okay, we'll take you on. And that was my actually first taste of even tour on a, you know, on a scale. Small scale, but it was actually pretty big at that time at 16. So that was really my first big, big break.
That is fantastic. I love Debbie Gibson. So good for you.
Oh,
she's awesome.
Crazy.
So
I'm dating myself now.
It's okay. We all are. It's fine. So now I want to bring you into, you know, Janet land. So with regards to the Janet project, actually, you know what? Before that, I want to ask you, what you thought of Janet, like before that, before you ever came in contact with her, like, were you a big Control fan, a Rhythm Nation fan? Like, how did that work out for you?
huge. Let's just say Control album, anything that Janet actually, I was already listening to her then. And in fact, when Rhythm Nation actually came out, there was a group of us. We had to go to Music Plus. That was a record store back in the day here in L.A. We had, you know, go in line, get your wristbands, you know, how it used to be to get concert tickets. Long story short, another one. I was the first person in our group in line, and just as I got to the window, the show was sold out. Then the guy said, wait, hang on a second. They're releasing more tickets for another show. So right away, my friends were like, oh my God. So he's like, what row do you want? And I just looked at my girlfriends and I said, first row. And he said, done. How many do you want? I think I got maybe five tickets, front row seats for the Rhythm Nation tour. And that, at that time, was just insane to be that close to her, to the production, the dancers, the band, the energy. And I'm telling you, that show, I leaned to one of my best friends and I said, I am going to work for her one of these days. I am going to be up on that stage one of these days. And then fast forward, you know, 1993, everything changed again. It
wow.
just was destiny. It was crazy.
So talk crazy. To us about how that then rolled out in 93. So how did you become a part of the team?
Well, 93, when that audition first came out, honestly, I didn't get the call to go. My agent at that time didn't call me. And I had found out that it had happened. So I was kind of upset because I think at that time, too, I was kind of being a teenager. So I was kind of, you know, being a teenager in the South Bay, taking a little bit of a break. So I think maybe she just overlooked me at the time. Anyways, I heard the auditions happened and I was kind of bummed out because I said, my gosh, this is something that we've, you know, as every dancer, you prepare for something like this. Then at the time, I think the tour was definitely booked already. There was a new agent coming in. I took a meeting with her and I just gave her a chance. I said, she was fresh. She was hungry. I think it must have been about April or May. So That's the Way Love Goes was done already. If was done already. I know they had already done, I think, the European promo tour for That's the Way Love Goes. Teresa Taylor, boy, I owe her everything. She called me and said, Cynthia, they're going to have a very, very small audition, and it's for Janet. They're going to see a small group of people, and at the time she said, for a swing dancer, do you want to go? I'm like, are you crazy? I started screaming. I just was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And she said, look, you've got to be prepared. You've got to bring your stuff with you. I knew that day going in that whoever was coming in to that audition, whoever booked it, you're going straight into rehearsals. So no pressure. but I know I literally was at this point going, okay, this is it. You know, let me get everything together. And again, I knew they were already in rehearsals. So, you know, it was pretty crazy. There was a good friend of mine and three other girls. I think there was, four or five of us. I think this was Smashbox Studios, if I can recall. God, it's been so long. But walked into the room. Tina was standing there. Tina Landon was standing there, and Kelly was assisting her. I think Nikki might have been there, too. Anyways, we went in and learned If, started learning the first, you know, I think it was probably the first six counts of eight, maybe. And, you know, they were just watching and we're, you know, in pairs, we're in trios, we're moving it around. And then Janet walked in. And that was, I'm actually sweating. it was very overwhelming. And you remember, I was 19 at the time, 19 years old. So you're never, ever prepared for something like that, ever. You think you're young and you think you're mature, actually. You are young, but you think you're mature and you can handle it. And inside, I was freaking out. So we did the routine a few times, changed here. They, you know, trying to see the different looks of girls that were in there. And they said, okay, everybody go outside and wait. And, oh, my gosh, that was the longest. Can't even remember how long we were outside. But, boy, talk about waiting for paint to dry. It was so nerve-wracking. I just was a nervous wreck.
And they came out to tell you, or how did that go?
I think it was Marty Hom, who was the tour manager at the time. Marty came outside and he just said, thank you so much. You know, he thanked all of us for coming and how great, and thank you. And he's like, okay, Cynthia, will you please stay? And I almost passed out. I was just screaming. I ran to the payphone, because that we had payphones back then. And I called my mom immediately, and I just could not. I was losing my mind and just screaming and jumping up and down and up and down at the same time, trying to be cool, because I knew, I was like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm, who's this nutcase? why don't we just let in the room? And and then I literally changed, put some sweats on, my baggy t-shirt, my Reeboks, my knee pads, and I went in the room and went straight into rehearsals.
Wow, so. That is crazy. Now, at that point, were you swing, or were you going to be full-on team member? Because you were, I mean, not that this, of course, the swing member is, of course, full-on team, but were you heading into the big eight?
So, no, it definitely was the swing. So, just so the audience knows and the fans, swing dancers are basically have to learn every part, everyone's part. You have to, and you're there just in case someone gets sick or really injured, then you're going to step into the tour. So I definitely went into those first rehearsals like, all right, I knew exactly my position. And right away I was like, okay, I'm going to work my tail off. And I learned the entire show within the first two weeks there, because I wanted to prove myself. So I just stayed in the back and took in everything as they were learning new stuff, but I was working on sides, learning taking everything in. Just, you know, I felt I had a lot to prove. I definitely felt that.
Wow, that's amazing. And so how did the rest of rehearsals go? Like, how far away were you at this point to actually heading out on tour and even shooting at the videos?
I think at that point, we were still far on. I think I'm going to say this had to be May and June, because after a few weeks, once I was in rehearsal, that's when Tina finally kind of came over to me and was like, all right, I can't remember who else was around her, but she just said, look, you know, do you want to go on tour? And I just was kind of like, wait a minute. So that's when I kind of found out. That's when I found out I was really going on tour. I was not going to swing. I was literally going to be part of the show. So we were in rehearsals probably for about another good 2 or 3 more months.
Tour
wasn't really, if I recall, I don't think it was taking off until September. I don't know if you remember,
yeah, that
but the dates,
about right.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, we were in, you know, we were in rehearsals, but let me tell you something. That is why to date still, that is one of the tightest productions I've ever been a part of. And at that time, Tina Landon could have put the music on backwards, in the middle, blindfolded us, spun us around, and we would have been able to do, we could have probably done the whole show backwards. We were such a tight show.
Talk to us actually about Tina, because I would love to your take on her, because obviously everybody loves Mama Bear and she's amazing and fantastic, and I don't think there's enough adjectives to describe her. But to this day, like, where does Tina hold in your heart?
Well, first of all, to actually see Tina in person was a big thing, because again, being a huge, huge rhythm, when the whole Rhythm Nation project came out, you know, we were then 15, 16 years old. We had a chance to see that entire, you know, pretty much a mini movie, and you kind of got to know, you felt like you got to know them, and then to actually see them in person, and then to meet them, and then to actually go under their wing. She definitely, I couldn't have had a better soul at that point in my life to come into such a grand experience that we were never ready for. She definitely was definitely protective. She was super, super informative and helpful. And she really did. She just knew all of us were just so green on that level. She really, really did her best to make us all feel so comfortable and, you know, and just help us as artists ourselves develop and get better with every show we did. You know, she really, really, when I just saw her recently too, it's like, again, we were just so young, but I'm so thankful, because it couldn't have been a better experience with a captain at the top of the ship. As far as for the dancers, she just was the top.
Joining us on the show is professional dancer and fitness instructor Cynthia Davila. Make sure you follow her on Instagram at Cynthia Davila Zarnecki.
Aw, thank you.
I love your Instagram. First of all, you have a bucket load of followers too, by the way. Like, I was noticing that, over 27,000. That's pretty good. I love that.
You know, and again, I credit this IG account to a client that I used to train with, Shay Mitchell. So Shay actually was the one who got me going. She's like, you got to get on Instagram. You got to do this. I definitely, you know, it's a whole new world nowadays with social media, but I am definitely grateful for the platform. And I'm just all about, you know, sharing as much positivity and health and fitness. And, you know, it takes getting older and going through life. And I'm at a point where all I want to do is, if I can help somebody and give pointers, advice, pick them up, that's what I'm here for, you know? So,
well, it's amazing.
It's awesome.
And I love following you. And
Thank you. Like I told you, you give
me inspiration to get my butt to the gym constantly. I'm like, oh, if Cynthia's doing it, I got to get out there. So,
but you can also do my home too. That's the one thing I need. I know I don't specify that enough sometimes too. It's like everything, most of my stuff, you know, everything that's been shot on my IG is at home.
Yeah.
It's in one of my little bedrooms that we just cleared it out. So if there's a space, it can be done.
There is no excuse, that's for sure. So now I wanted to actually speak to you about the choreography for the Janet album. So which was the most fun for you to learn, and which was the one that you wanted to pull your hair out?
Oh my gosh. Well, I have to say again, being a huge fan come before, to first of all, to be able to learn the iconic choreography like Rhythm Nation, Miss You Much, Escapade, that was the pinnacle. Of course, the sexiness of If, it was current, it was new, it was just, you know, again, feeling a part of the now. Black Hat was one of my favorites, because I think especially with all the technique training and a lot of, you know, it's super athletic. We used to always laugh because it was always to see, we were always like, that crawl at the very end, like, yeah, we were crawling off that stage. We were really crawling. I think the trickiest one, I think it was when we threw Because of Love in for at the last minute at one point. It was definitely intricate, and we all learned it quickly. It was one of those ones too where just, it's similar actually to Rhythm Nation. If you're off account, if you get off of track, it's sometimes it's going to throw you, and good luck getting back into it. That's how I used to feel with some of the, with that one. It was a little tricky, but I still loved it. Look, I was happy with all of them. I just was literally so, like, just so grateful to be up there. Seriously.
That is awesome. I love that. Now, you have to talk to us a little bit about, I want to sort of bring you back to an experience of being on tour. I want to know how much you enjoyed being on Saturday Night Live and performing Throb, because that is iconic for Janet fans everywhere.
Oh my gosh, that performance. Can I tell you, we were screaming when we heard that Jean-Paul Gaultier was going to do, we were going to be wearing his collection and pieces. I mean, when they told us the look was going to go completely different than what we were doing, you know, with the piercings and the fake tattoos and just the hair. Honestly, we had a ball. I mean, I think even a couple of us were adding on more of those, you know, fake tattoos, because it just was like, here's a chance just to go crazy. Same with the hair. I think the hair team had a lot of fun because all of us got a chance to, you know, be another character within ourselves. So that was the other thing. We all wanted to keep our pieces. That was the one thing. We were like, can we keep some of this?
They're like, no,
that's not going to happen. But that was definitely, in fact, I kept my fake piercings when I came home. I upset my mom because I told her Janet was changing the look for the tour. I did. I said, it was such a hit on SNL. Mom, they're going to, you know, make some changes going forward with the tour. And I had to make some changes. And I hope you're not going to be too upset, but I had to get some piercings. Oh my gosh, she lost it. But I just pulled it off my nose in front of her, because she just was like over me. But no, it was definitely, I could just see all of us. No, it was so much fun.
Tell us about being on set for the You Want This video, because that is, again, iconic for Janet fans. So fun. You guys were amazing out in the desert. I'm sure it was rip-roaring hot.
Oh my gosh, that's right. We were out There's this one dry lake that's out towards the Palm Springs area. I think it is a section that is probably used and has probably been used more after we were, you know, shooting out that way. It was a lot of fun. Again, just having a chance to have a different little look. Kevin Aquan was there, you know, did Janet's makeup, just an amazing makeup artist. I'm just trying to think. It was just a really, really fun set. And I think it was hot. It was dirty. It was dusty. But, you know, I actually think I got those boots. I did save those boots for a while from that video shoot. But it was just a lot of fun. You know, again, us just being a bunch of girls. And with the car sections were fun, getting to, you know, drive the cars. And it just was a crazy, it was a fun experience, you know, just, again, another time. You know what, though? I have to say, I think, did we have to go back and do some reshoots? I'm sorry, you know, it's crazy because talking about this stuff is bringing a lot of stuff back. I can't remember. Maybe we did do a couple reshoots. But anyways, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Did you enjoy the Super Soaker water fight that we all saw in the behind-the-scenes video? Because it looked like it was lots going on there at the Super Soakers.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think. Where was it? See, that's just it. We were all in different sections, and there was different, you know, let's just say there was always a lot going on. And was there a lot of good times and goofy times? Yes. So I'm just trying to remember even where the heck I was. It's funny because there are certain things that stick out in forever. And, you know, with time, the brain starts to forget a couple of things. So I will wait. This just I do remember the one thing. I think when we did wrap, we were rushing back to L.A. to get on the plane. I think we had to quickly meet back up with tour.
Okay.
So I think I want to say we were kind of fighting time to get back to the city to hop a plane and get back. Like in other words, like we just got off tour quick, shot this quick video, and then boom, we got to rush back, get on the plane, and get back on tour.
Wow.
So
and speaking of being on tour, I know that I guess you guys kind of zipped in and zipped out to be a part of the Jackson Family Honors back when you guys were out on tour. What was that like?
Oh my gosh! Whoa, 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 whoa! That's right. I have to say that was the one time we were begging Janet, and we all quickly had to do it. But I think that's when we got a chance to meet Michael. It's like I'm trying to jog my memory, but I know we all quickly. If anything, I think that I have to clarify that with Kelly and everybody else, because I think Kelly's memory is probably still on point. But I think we got to meet. So I'm just going to go on a limb and say with that experience, it was meeting Michael backstage.
Very
that
awesome.
That was pretty crazy.
And speak to us about the costumes, because again, every tour that Janet does, the costumes are obviously just next level. And it's funny because it's been obviously a while since the Janet tour, 25 years, but they were just iconic costumes that you guys were in. What was it like putting those things on? I know obviously it was a rush, the quick changes to get back out on stage, but what was it like? Did it almost feel like superpower heroes early getting out there with those on?
Yeah, I will say the trickiest one, I know for me, I had that gesture hat for the whole carnival section with Escapade and When I Think of You. That piece was definitely way heavier than what it looked. Because I remember a couple times Kelly had to kind of lean in and snap me back in sometimes. That piece was definitely, but it was the colors and everything on that were just gorgeous in person. I think it read very well on stage. Again, Black Cat, what a sexy costume. Boy, I wanted to keep that piece too. I wanted to keep the entire outfit. It was beautiful. And actually, in person is what you had to see right up close. It was just the detail work on it was spectacular. I'm forgetting her name. It was a British designer back then that did all the clothes, that did the looks with, you know, of course with Janet obviously telling her what she wanted and them collaborating, but it just really was. And then you have all the cream pieces from If. Those were really fun. You know, we all had our own little individual looks with jackets, and then of course we all got more sexy once If was done. It went right into What Have You Done For Me Lately. So yeah, it was definitely it's crazy to talk about all this.
Well, I'm going to keep making your memory work.
Special. Can
you let us know? I don't know if you can bring yourself back, but I've only seen video because I wasn't at this particular concert. But when you guys rang in the new year in New York City on, December 31st of 93, and obviously, it was broadcast in Times Square.
What was
that like being, because it just seemed like it was next level. And it almost seems like Janet was losing her mind just to be able to count in the new year with people around the planet almost.
I think, again, it was just pretty insane. I think to have to know that we were going to be a part of such a moment. Times Square, I remembered being able, our families were actually going to be able, on the West Coast, for those of us from Cali, to be able to see us on television ringing in the new year with Janet and the performance. I mean, the energy, yes, you can see from that clip, it just was through the roof in that arena. It just was through the roof at Madison. It was pretty something. I feel like all of us too, we were extra trying to, I think some of us were trying to do some more new hair looks for that night. I know I did. I know I let Nzinga, I was like, Nzinga, if you want to do something because it's New Year's Eve. And I was always game to let her just, okay, try something else. And we did. It was again magic. It was again just a crazy, crazy experience that night.
So I'm going to say a couple of names to you, and I want you to say the first word or the first couple of words that come to mind when I say these names, okay?
No. Okay.
You
I'll
ready?
I'll pick just one.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, God. Go slow, please.
Okay. So I'm going to start, I think, with one of the craziest of the bunch, Tish Oliver.
That's my girl. That is my girl. Love her. She's just real. That's the first thing I'm gonna say. Real.
Okay. Seanette Hurd.
Beauty. Just again, I've known Seanette. I knew Seanette before coming into the project. So with her, I'm just I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud. So proud. Proud.
Sean Cheeseman.
Oh my God. He's kind of iconic. I want to say iconic to me too in the dance world. Sean is just, he's just a legend in his own right as well.
Nikki Pantenberg.
What a gorgeous soul. And I'm just also very proud of her as well. I mean, she's just blossomed and is just a beautiful mother. And Nikki, definitely there's a lot of love there for her.
Kelly Kono.
Kelly is my savior.
Okay.
I just say savior. Because with Kelly, I'm telling you, if you forgot something, you need work on the counts of something, go to Kelly. If you forgot autography, go to Kelly. She'll remember. So she's the savior.
Okay. Omar Lopez.
That's my boy. That's all I'm going to say. That's my boy.
Okay.
That's my boy.
And I know you've talked about her already, but Tina Landon.
I was going to say everything. That is actually the first thing that came up to my mind was everything.
Okay.
Just grateful. Okay. Grateful for me. Grateful.
Now, when I say the words...
Oh, these are hard, Kelly.
Yeah, I know.
These are hard. This is like a little curve. These are curveballs.
I like to keep you on your toes. It's good. Now, when I say the fact that it's the 25th anniversary of the Janet album and tour, how does that seep into your brain?
Speechless.
Okay.
It really... It's just... crazy again to imagine how much time has gone by, but what an honor and a blessing to be part of a piece of time of history. And it's very humbling, and I'm so grateful for it.
Let us know what you think of Janet as a boss and colleague.
I've never seen or experienced an artist who is on a level like her, but be on that level and on the flip side of it, be someone who is so caring, inclusive, concerned. It really was a situation or a family. And I'm pretty sure you've heard that word a lot from a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely was an environment. She genuinely, I think, cared for every single person. And I think most of us could go to her. I think if you needed to really, she was accessible. accessible, if that sounds right, accessible. Mm-hmm. You know, she's definitely, it really was a special time at that time back then. You know, we were all, she was, I what, 27, I think,
yeah,
at the
time?
Yeah, I
think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's interesting because I'm sure for her, she was probably, again, that bigger sister, at least for the girls, going, you know, being a little bit older. She can see all of us, you know, and just making sure everybody's okay. You know, I think I've never had an experience, again, someone being on a level like that and being so accessible, you know. It definitely was a very rare thing.
Now, it wasn't that long ago that you got the call to head out to the dancer reunion at the Hollywood Bowl in October of 2017. So can you take us through like that whole thing, like how you got the call, how it felt like, and just being there that weekend?
No, that was so, I'm trying to think, was it October 7th was the show, right?
Yeah, October 7th or 8th, I think it was, yep.
Okay, so back up for me to the Sunday night before, I went on my Facebook. I don't go on Facebook that much. And I had seen a friend request from Jaime Ignacio, and it just didn't ring a bell. I'm seeing this person. I'm going, I don't know who this is. And then I saw a message from Kelly Kono. Hey, thinking about you. Would love to, you know, hope to catch up. I miss you much. And that's all it said. And then I kind of started, I closed the thing and I was like, I told my husband, like, yeah, Kelly. I said, oh my God, I told her to reach out to me if she ever comes to LA. Went back on my Facebook about 9 o'clock and Jaime must have saw that. I don't know if I didn't get back. And he sent me a direct message. He's like, Cynthia, this is Jaime from Janet. And I said, oh my God, what did I just do? Because I declined his friend request. So I was screaming. My husband's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I think I did something really bad. I was like, I think I deleted something. I said, it's Jaime from Janet. I said, and I declined his request. I said, he has it set up private. I can't request him. I said, oh my God, what did I just do? Luckily, he sent in the message. His number, he's like, please call me as soon as you get this. And I remembered it was 9 something. And I turned to my husband. He goes, so it's 9 something. It's Sunday night. I know he's got kids and, you know, he's married. I was like, I don't want to be rude. Derek said, maybe you should wait. I was like, I don't know. Something's telling me I got to call. So I called and he goes, Cynthia. He goes, look, he goes, I'm so glad you called. I said, look, I said, I'll tell you after whatever you have to tell me. So it was a little crazy. But he goes, you know, Janet has something on the 7th coming up. And I already knew. I was like, yeah, I said, I know her shows at the bowl. And he goes, yeah. He's like, yeah. So she wanted to know if you wanted to join her on stage. And I said, I literally dropped the phone. I was like, wait a minute. What? Wait. He goes, I said, are you serious right now? He goes, I'm serious. I'm really serious. You're not messing with me. You know, I'm very, very serious. He's like, if you wanted to join in with the Nation on stage. And I was just, oh my God, my feet are sweating now. I was screaming again, jumping up and down. You would have thought it, again, it was like 1993. And I was freaking out. And right away, as first person again, I go, I got to call my mom. You know, but he was like, okay, hang tight. He's like, you know, it's going to be a surprise. Don't say anything. You know, don't post. I was like, I know the drill. Don't worry. He's like, just be on the lookout for emails for rehearsals. So we hung up. That was Sunday. Monday, no email rehearsal. Tuesday, no email rehearsal. And I'm going, uh-oh. I was like, well, I said, I know how the business is. I said, maybe something's changed. You know, maybe something's not going through. It's, you know, I'm just going to hang tight. Wednesday morning, nothing yet. And then finally in the afternoon, the email came through with rehearsal. So I was like, okay, we're really doing this. So
oh my God.
It was nerve-wracking too, because I couldn't say anything. I didn't tell, my husband knew. I did tell my mom and dad, because I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to hop on social media. We had rehearsed. We went into rehearsals on Friday. So we rehearsed Friday and Saturday. I remembered Anthony and Tina too, and they were all saying, because we had no idea, you know, what sections we were doing, what Gil worked, you know, how we were going to all be utilized. How was this all going to play out? So So Anthony and Tina, Anthony is like, look, you know what? We're learning the whole routine from top to bottom again. And that's exactly what we did. We learned, we went back and did everything. Because he goes, that way, hey, if whatever we need to do, we'll be ready. So that's
fantastic.
What we did.
And so yeah, what was it like walking into that room with all the other dancers from all the other tours? Like, I can't even imagine the emotion that was going on.
It was kind of surreal and just, again, like, just a trip, you know. For me, too, I coming back in, of course, I think the first person's face I saw was Kelly. And then Nikki, Tina was on the other side a little bit more, and they were already, that was the other thing. This was kind of an impromptu last minute rehearsal. It wasn't actually supposed to be till Saturday. So I had saw a long email chain of go to this other studio. And I remember calling Jaime in the app, like I was just ending with a client. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I thought rehearsals were tomorrow. I said, don't worry. He goes, not everybody can be there today. So he's like, well, I said, well, where are they? And I said, I'm leaving right now. So rehearsal had already started. It was, again, feeling present. And then it's like, whoosh, it takes you back to 1993 again, when you just, for me, when I first came into the job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also seeing all the new faces, you know. I think the thing that tripped me out, too, was meeting new people, the newer dancers, and they're like, oh, my God, Cynthia. And it's kind of crazy when you know, for people to, I think the point is you don't realize an impact you make, you know, and just meeting the new, it just was a big hug coming into that room. It really was.
Tell us how it felt like to see Janet again, because I'm not sure when the last time was you actually had physically seen Janet. So what was that like, you know, giving her a big hug?
It was emotional. And that's the hard thing, too, because that Friday, she did have us come to where she was staying. She set up a separate area up on the roof. It was just us. We couldn't, you know, no significant others, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, anything, because she just wanted to have that private time with each of us to talk. You know, again, it's, you kind of go in your mind. Well, first of all, the whole experience, it's like, it just takes you and you're like, there's so many things you want to express and say. And then you try to say as much as you can. It's really crazy because I said I haven't seen her. The last time I got to see Janet was when we ended the tour in 95 at Wembley.
Okay.
So she even said too, she's like, no, I said, it's crazy, but we have, her and I hadn't had a chance to see each other since then. So it was, you know, and she's a mama now and the baby. It was overwhelming. And again, because you'll always walk away from a situation like that and you'll go, oh, I should have said this too. And I wanted to say this, but you know, it's, I just was so grateful to say thank you to her. And that was the most important thing. I wanted her to know how appreciative and thankful and grateful I was for letting me be a part of that with her, you know, for giving me a chance. So.
And when you were on stage, just sort of take us through the emotions of you know, doing Rhythm Nation and what it felt like from the crowd and her and all that. I can't even imagine.
Our little crew, our older little crew, we were cracking up because we were like trying to make sure we stretched more before going on. Because we were like, we even said to God, like, how do in rehearsals? I mean, we were hanging with the young ones, but we were joking, saying, God, how the heck do we do this? You know, 4, 5, 6 nights in a week. And we were also nervous. I'll just admit it. I was so nervous because, like, here's that one time again, you're back. You're like, I do not want to mess up. I do not want to be the one to mess up. But, you know, we just kept hugging each other and, you know, holding each other up. And to walk out there, I was just telling my mom and dad this 2 nights ago. I said, you know, it took me back to what that feeling was to be a part of a live show. And it's infectious. It really is something to be on stage with that energy. It's just a whole other experience. It really is. It was crazy that night. It was electrifying that night. It really was.
And I wanted to, before I let you go, I wanted to know if you could, you know, I mean, like you said kind of just 2 minutes ago, you didn't get to say everything that you wanted to say to Janet. But if you had the opportunity right now, which I'm going to give you, what would you like to say on this 25th anniversary to Miss Janet?
That's what's so hard because it is so private too. No, you know, it's interesting because I think that's, you know, we were so young and we were all very young. And I think you just wanted it to, I just want her to know that I am forever. And I was so grateful and I was so thankful for her letting me be a part of this. And I've never, that's a, like an opportunity that had happened that I never, ever to this day, and I will never, and I'll take it with me to the other side. I will never take it for granted. You know, it's something that, you know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. It really, really is. And to be a part of a production at that genre with where the music industry was back then and production shows and, you know, the 90s were definitely a real a special time. I'm not saying anything's not special now. I think it was a different time then, mm-hmm. you know, because there was no social media. There were no iPhones. There was none of that stuff. So I think back then too, the full experience, I think you guys, including us, you were really submerged in the full experience of the show.
Oh, yeah.
There was no distractions.
1,000%.
So I think more than anything, it's just the gratitude, the love and the gratitude that's the one thing I can't stress enough to her, you know? And again, you know, like I said, there's more private stuff you want to kind of catch up on.
That's all good. That's all good. And I know the fans are going to want to know, like, what you are up to and where they can follow you. I know I mentioned your Instagram account, but what do you want them to know about where Cynthia is at today in 2018?
You know, aside from following me on social media, which, you know, again, that Instagram account, you guys, it's, again, a platform. I just want to help empower and just give some support and some advice and, you know, a little bit of knowledge through time that I've acquired from my mentors. You know, I'm so very fortunate. I'm married. I've got the most incredible human being that I'm walking through the rest of this crazy life with. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's been one hell of a lifetime already. So I'm just, honestly, I'm trying to stay in the moment, be present every day, you know, family, life gets crazy at times. I got a little crazy going on right now, but it's life. And honestly, it's just, I'm very, very, I'm just very thankful.
Well,
and I'm just excited to see where life is going to keep going forward.
Well, I want to say on behalf of the fans, first of all, thank you for doing this, for being on the show. And, you know,
absolutely. No, thank you.
And, you know, if I take myself back to the early 90s, like the Janet tour, obviously very important, the album, the whole thing. And I think that, like you said, there was no social media at the time. And so we were very much invested in the present, in the now. And, you know, I had all the magazines going on and all the articles I could read about Janet and the tour and all that stuff. So just thank you. Thank you for doing what you guys did and taking us on that ride, because we felt like we were part of the team too. So thank you so much, Cynthia.
Of course. And just one last thing I just want to say to the fans and anyone else, you know, I think after hearing all of us now with Kelly, you know, in the interviews, I think hopefully all of us, there's something that can kind of spark something. If anyone, when you're listening to this, just know that you can have a vision, you can have a dream. If you have your passion, if you're passionate about something, go for it. Don't let anything stop you from, doesn't matter how big. I mean, listen to our stories. Never in our wildest dreams would we have ever thought this could happen, and it happened. So just take from all our stories and our lives and experiences, it can happen. Go for it. Go for it. You will, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you rock, and I really appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you so much.
That is a professional dancer and fitness instructor, Cynthia Davila. Make sure you follow her on her Instagram at Cynthia Davila Zarnecki. Time to take a listen now to a legendary song with iconic choreography off the Janet album. It's If on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson with If on the Kelly Alexander Show. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us on the program. And of course, our many thanks going out to our guest, dancer Cynthia Davila. Also, a big shout out to our producer, Adam Brisson. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. We'd love for you to sign up to our newsletter, tinyletter.com/kellyalexandershow. And of course, checking out our interviews on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/kellyalexandershow. Have an amazing week. You and I will chat soon.